I'm honored to introduce the founder of the Council for the National Interest, the Honorable Paul Findlay, former United States Congressman from Illinois, expert in American political processes, courageous author whose book, They Dare to Speak Out, first exposed the power of the Israel lobby, patriotic American who served his country in war and in peace, and human being of profound intellect, insight, and integrity. Paul Findlay.
Thank you. Thanks for the warm welcome. The first Israeli settlement was established in the early 1970s, 40 years ago. It was wrong. It should have been resisted by a torrent of protest across the country. It did not come. And I freely admit my own personal guilt. I should have done more. I should have made this the cause of the day every day from then on. But today I have what I call happy news. There is a way out, and it's a way that is humane, just, and peaceful. Not one shot out of a gun is required. Not one extra dollar or shekel is required. President Barack Obama, acting alone, can extricate Palestine, Israel, and America from the seemingly inescapable quagmire in which all three are sinking these days. To make peace possible, Obama must issue an executive order suspending all aid to Israel until Israel and Palestine conclude a peace treaty that creates a two-state solution. Israel must recognize Palestine's sovereignty over all territory seized in the 1967 war. All Israeli personnel and officials must leave Palestine. Only those approved by the government of Palestine would be able to remain as foreign nationals. Now that is the negative side of the picture from the standpoint of Israelis. Look at the positive effect this would have on the state of Israel. For the first time in history, Israelis would be able to achieve peace and security at home and abroad, a prospect that's unthinkable today. Arab states long ago agreed to recognize Israel and have peaceful relations with Israel once Palestine became nationally sovereign and politically independent, with its borders recognized as legitimate and inviolable by the UN Security Council. When that happens, Israel will be free from territorial expansion and the burden of the occupation, which must be horrendous, but it's rarely discussed. And if requested by either party, I would recommend that the U.S. provide military police in order to keep order during the transition. Israel will be greatly strengthened by this process. Because the Arab states all agreed to extend normal relations once Palestine was secure. And that would have an enormous effect on the future of Israel. Pleased with Palestine's national sovereignty and independence, Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Al-Qaeda, Iran, and many other countries long opposed to Israel's illegal occupation will have less reason, perhaps none, to challenge the Jewish state. Why? Because Israel will have finally agreed to abide by the Fourth Geneva Convention, which is very important because Israel not only signed the Fourth Geneva Convention, it was one of the driving forces for its enactment. Palestinians will be ecstatic. They will enjoy full citizenship for the first time since the end of World War II. For the first time in nearly a half century, America will be free, be liberated from complicity in Israel's unlawful treatment of Arabs. Extremist groups will lose one of the main stated reasons for being, the specter of religious war between the West and the East will be drifting away. Obama's act will also set free the people like us and of America and Israelis alike would be freed from the stigma that has existed for the last 40 years for having been international outlaws, which is the right way to characterize each of us. If Obama acts and perseveres, the world will rejoice in his statesmanship, and historians will record him a great peacemaker. His executive order, like the one that Abraham Lincoln used to emancipate the slaves, will herald the blessings of liberty for millions of long-suffering human beings. But Obama must act and act promptly and persevere. It won't work otherwise. Only a dream? Yes, but more than that, it's a vision that is as practical as it is humane. It will become the reality if our president sees clearly an act of statesmanship and moves decisively to grasp what I call the outstretched hand of destiny. Now, this is a tall order, but it will work if Obama is bestirred to action. He's toward the end of his 8-year term. He has expressed many times his sympathy for the Palestinians. Here is his chance to do something about it. And here is something that you can do something about it too. Back in the on the tables are several hundred copies of petition to President Obama. And this petition needs to have signatures on it Obama needs to have a pile of these petitions show up every morning for a long time. It's the one hope I have that this message will finally reach him personally. I have tried numerous avenues for about 4 months to try to get the message to Obama. The bright promise that this approach holds for him personally, the bright promise it holds for the state of Israel, the bright promise it holds for Palestine and for the people of the United States. So if you would like copies of the petition, there are 200 or 300 of them on one of the tables back of this assembly hall. And I hope you'll act upon it. I won't give up. I have other avenues I will pursue. Because I see this as the great hope of our country, of humanity. And if we act decisively through the president, good things will happen very soon. Of that I'm certain. So I invite you to take part. All of us were negligent during the early days of the development of the settlements. Today, 500,000 illegal settlers live on land that belongs to the Palestinian people. 500,000. And those 500,000 people encompass one half of the land that Israel has occupied and treated as a subordinate group of human beings. That's my message. I see hope today because I believe Obama is at the point in his presidency when he will be seeking a legend, a memorial to his service. And this could make him an all-time hero that would be matched by no one else. Thank you very much.